Finding Nature and Sanctuary in the City, a poem by Marjorie Jacobs, Boston University's Center for Psychiatric Rehabilitation. We move in silence, a small community practicing slow walking around the jeweled side streets we don't usually see. No two houses the same. Stone, stucco, brick, clapboard, each ringed in green, coiffured, flanked by a two-car garage. We have passed by them many times, blinded by thoughts, driving us forward or backward, consuming us. Today, we support each other with small steps, focusing, cameras clicking, noticing the lushness, muchness. Fiery maples, click. Pink blossom cherries, click. Overhead trellises of leaves and limbs intertwined, click. We visit the ancient tree made into a shrine, 1/2-acre canopy standing alone after the church got converted into condos. We circumambulate Fagus grandifolia, 150-year-old copper beech, its thick roots above ground, growths bulging on its trunk, arms reaching into the ether. We crane our necks, seeing patches of sky blue through a crown of red and green. Smooth skin invites touch. So we touch our recovery mentor, strong, resilient, thriving, anchoring us in the now and here, reminding us everything changes. After 20 minutes in Eden, we grow calm, practicing silence, meditation in nature, sparking hope, calming fear. Seated back in the classroom, pens skate across paper, words untold unfold until we hear the bell of mindfulness 3 times ringing, waking us. We share, clap, praise, and without ego, rearrange, cut or place words, suggest line breaks, empower verbs. We are imagining, connecting, changing, starting anew.